One of the festival's headline acts, Blind Boys Live podcast show, will take to the stage in the town's showgrounds tonight, where the arena there has undergone an impressive transformation. Now in its 15th year, the festival is attracting the best in local and international talent, and festival organiser Raymond Blackwell told Red FM News it's growing every year.
It's been the same date for the last 15 years. We always wanted to extend the summer season. Lots of trials and tribulations over the years, but you know, we have a great team. We feel we're on the right track. The musicians and a lot of the audience is the same. We've got the return audience now coming back internationally. They're booking their flight over here before they leave, and they're booking their accom.
Organiser Kevin McNally says hoteliers in Clonakilty and in nearby towns such as Rosscarbery and Dunmanway are all reporting full occupancy. But he says, as well as the benefit to the traders, it's a platform for local musicians also. He's been telling Red FM News about the lineup.
Pierre Bensoussan from France, who's going to be playing in the bars and be in conversation with George Loudon. We've got a lot of local acts. Eve Clegg playing, Mita Houlihan playing. Paula K. O'Brien is launching her album here on Sunday. And again, acts that would have grown up going to gigs at the guitar festival and sort of learning shoulder to shoulder with some great international artists.
And more information can be found on clonguitarfest.com. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Clonakilty.